Hello, I'm John Manning from Pricing Profits, and welcome to episode 4 of Pricing Profits Radio. In this episode, we're going to explore the topic, the deers have now got guns. The latest pricing revolution has started. The French have always loved their food, so it's hardly surprising that rising food prices, amongst other factors, contributed to the French Revolution of 1789 to 1799. Several decades later, a Frenchman started another less well-known revolution, a pricing revolution. Louis-Auguste Boileau was a retailing visionary many years ahead of his time. He had a vision of a social retailing experience for the women of the 19th century of Paris and engaged Gustave Eiffel to build the world's first department store, Bon Marché. There were two other things that were revolutionary about Bon Marché. Boileau decided that the goods for sale would no longer be kept behind the counter. They would be spread out across the shop floor so women could handle the goods and think they were within their grasp. This made it difficult for sales assistants to say to customers, "You can't afford that, you'll have to look at this instead," which had previously been the practice. Boileau solved this problem by putting the price of each article on each article, creating the price tag. Frank Woolworth and Aaron Montgomery Ward, who invented the mail order, loved the idea of price tags so much they introduced it in America shortly thereafter. It's unclear whether these two initiatives led to the development of vanity price points like 9.95 francs, but it is possible. One of the reasons for the popularity of such price points is the audit function they perform. The shop assistant has to give the customer change rather than slipping the 10-franc note into their pocket. Today, there's a new revolution in retailing, the internet. At the moment, customers have are better at harnessing its power against retailers than retailers are against customers, with what I call the deer have now got gun syndrome. The guns shoppers are using include price comparison websites, smartphones and tablets apps that let them find and buy the cheapest products online. Lots of retailers are still working out how to respond to this. From a pricing perspective, and pricing is not the entire problem, a good place to start would be for retailers to take a leaf out of their customers' books and embrace technology. This would include apps for sales floor staff linked to customer relationship management systems and price setting technology, which has been around for many years now. But it could also include a new breed of pricing technology that's taken off in the last couple of years, that of competitive price intelligence and monitoring platforms. Retailing is looking for its next Boileau. Fighting fire with fire is one place to start. So there you have it. Don't forget, if you need to talk to someone about pricing, you'll find some of the best minds in the business at pricingprofits.com. You'll also find my contact details on the Get in Touch page. Until next time, I'm John Manning from pricingprofits.com, and I hope your pricing is profitable.